Have you been trying to keep your life together on your own, but it's turned into a wreck? Well, you're not alone. There's someone who wants to help. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever felt like you're drowning in problems that you created yourself? Like you've tried everything, except the one thing that could actually help. God's not waiting for us to get our act together. He's actually waiting for us to stop pretending we can handle it alone. Today's poem reminds us that whether we're crushing it or crashing ourselves, God's ready to meet us exactly where we are. It's called Go to God First by Haley Waltz. Lost in the dark, can't see the light. Too tired, too weary, too sad to fight. Burdened by shame, haunted by the past. Looking for help, turning to God last. Suddenly, he's there. Suddenly, there's light. Don't need to be strong. He'll win the fight. Lost in his love, mercy from above, pouring down on me. At last, I see. Darkness is gone. So is shame. Forgiveness is mine. He knows my name. Now go to him first, weak or strong. He'll forgive every wrong. Okay, let's talk about this for a minute. Have you ever tried everything to fix a problem yourself instead of going to God? How did that turn out? Have you ever been surprised by God's merciful help and forgiveness when you were in trouble? Consider taking a moment to thank him for this. How could it be comforting to know that, even if we're in over our heads, even if it's our fault, we can go straight to God? What kinds of problems are you struggling with right now? Consider taking a moment to bring these to God in prayer. You can confess any sins that come to mind and rest in his sure forgiveness, knowing that Jesus has already paid the price for all your sins on the cross. You can also ask him for help, guidance, and reminders of his trustworthy love. Sometimes it can be hard to talk to God about our problems, especially if we feel ashamed or overwhelmed. Who are trusted Christians in your life who can remind you of God's love and pray with you and for you? Now, as you and I can read in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, it is because of Yahweh's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed, because his compassion doesn't fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Exodus 14:14, Psalm 32, and Luke 15:1-7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you can have it with you whatever you're doing with the Unlocked app. It's free, and you can listen or read each day's devotion, read the Bible verses, and find reading plans on topics like the gospel and the Ten Commandments. Get the Unlocked app by searching your app store for Unlocked Daily Devotions for Teens. And get back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Now, sometimes the best way to be a friend is to give them a little space. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.